I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Jermaine.
I'm James.
And I'm Pex.
And you're listening to the Frickin' Dangerous Bro Show. Hey, Pex.
Yeah.
Question.
Yeah.
Did you...
Whoa, opening the pod with a question. I love this.
Did you listen to the other week's episode?
No, I didn't.
Oh my god.
Oh, okay.
But I'm assuming
what?
That you rapscallions.
We did it.
Told the audience to write in with some hoopity ha about how they enjoy the podcast without me.
Hoopity ha. We definitely didn't ask for hoopity ha.
Well, I mean, you don't know. So
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so it's just speculation at this point.
It is speculation at this
point. It's just on YouTube picks.
And I'm going to...
Oh, I see what you're
saying. And I'm going to, at some point, instill...
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what you're saying. Don't ask me.
Instill an investigation. Is that how you say it?
Initiate
an investigation that will bring the truth to light.
The truth is already out there. X-Files.
You know what else is buzzing? You don't even have to listen to the whole podcast. You could just listen to the end.
Yeah, it's literally like
skip to the end.
I know.
Yeah, unfortunately for you, when you left, we did another hour. So it's quite a lot to sift through.
And we hid it somewhere in the hour.
And it's just like... No,
we didn't do that, James.
No, but I'm saying if we did, it would be like that.
Yeah,
a haystack. It's James, more mind
James
games.
James out here slipping up, Jermaine having to clean up on aisle six.
No, it's Jermaine more mind games, you know what I'm saying? It's more mind games, you know? Did we or didn't we?
Did we or didn't we?
Did we?
No, we didn't.
We definitely didn't.
We didn't.
Well, you did.
No, we didn't.
Because guess what?
Or did we?
I did listen to it.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I didn't.
Like, there was no part of me that was even remotely like, maybe he did. I was just like, he did. Yeah. He definitely did.
Hey, welcome to the show, everybody.
Thank you.
Not you.
You said everybody.
Not you, everybody.
Don't you throw willy-nilly everybody's out.
If we don't know included. What the fix of everybody could be. Well, you wouldn't go outside and, hey, fuck you, everybody.
And then someone goes, hey, no, not you.
Not
man.
You, not you. Not just that you. Guy. Okay. Welcome to the show, listeners.
Yeah.
Is that better?
Yes.
I mean,
well, I'm listening.
Oh, fuck.
Thank you. Yeah, I deserve that.
Nice little reset. It's a bit low. Know, the volume's a bit low there, Jermaine.
Yeah, I turned it up a little bit.
Hey, even being cheesed at.
Better?
I think so. Better. Is it better, Pax?
Better.
That's better.
Cheesed at.
Wow. We should have done sound check before.
Yeah, probably. But I mean, as the person who's on the laptop,
that's me.
Yeah, no
I should have. I should have done it.
You should have initiated, instilled.
I should have instilled an investigation into the sound check.
Hey, James.
Yeah, dog.
Did you buy a car yet?
No, but I've been looking, and I'm gonna test drive some this weekend.
Man,
I'm excited. Y'all want to see what y'all want to know what I'm gonna test drive?
Yes.
Yeah. What are you gonna test drive?
I'm gonna test drive a Toyota IST. Toyota IST. It's a little hatchback situation.
All right.
Kind of reminiscent of the Suzuki Swift.
Yeah. Same shape.
Sponsor of last week's episode, Suzuki Swift.
Suzuki Swift. The most unsafe car in the world.
You know,
it's practically walking on the motorway.
Go to SuzukiSwift.co.nz and type in the code unsafe.
Type in the code death for 10% at checkout.
This is actually defamation.
Is it actually?
Yeah, it's legit.
Sorry, Suzuki. That's how you get out of defamation.
Oh, sorry, Suzuki.
Sorry, Suzuki.
You just go to court and then the judge goes, say sorry.
Sorry. Say it like you mean
sorry,
it.
Sorry, Colin Craig.
Sorry, man.
Sorry, Suzuki the wrestler. What's his name? Suzuki.
Why is he suing us?
No. Like not saying sorry.
Oh,
right.
Trying to get out of it. Trying to get it.
Sorry, Suzuki. The wrestler.
No, it's a Toyota ISD. It's a small little hatchback, such very cool, very black.
Sorry, Suzuki.
No, the paint is black.
sorry, Suzuki. This Mrs. Suzuki.
Suzuki? Is that what the founder of Suzuki is?
Mrs. Suzuki.
First name, Sue. You and your husband. You and your husband, Yota. First name, Toe.
You know what would be funny?
Yo.
You know what would be awesome? If they were like knockoff or like off-brand versions of
cars?
Yeah, yeah. So that's just a Toyota?
A Toyotaist. Toyota. Oh, yo, by the way, you know how we were talking about last week? There's not a genre on YouTube of consumer electronics, kind of like Indian
for
dudes reviewing.
Is.
Yo.
There is?
No, you said there was.
No, I said for phones.
He said he wishes there wasn't, and I said cars. There is. But it's just because I've been looking at expensive cars.
Oh, wait, do you mean...
There are. I'm looking at the lower end.
No, wait. So are you saying the high, top-notch videos exist?
No, he's saying the lo-fi,
like just the
Indian
person
guy being like,
for cars? Yeah.
Hello, look at this Nissan Pulsar, it's very nice.
I don't remember you saying they didn't exist.
No, Pax did.
I said they didn't exist. I said all of the car ones are
it's
very
like
top
classy.
Gear. Oh, okay.
But yeah. It's because I've
but
been
they
looking
do.
At like,
yeah, right.
Like nice cars.
I love how Pax has the... That's, if you join the X-Men, your secret ability is to turn any conversation into shitting on the person you're talking to.
That's how I beat Magneto.
Yeah. Magneto's just like, I can manipulate any metals. And he's like, can you manipulate this? And he just get a fucking two fingers up in his ear.
And you just like, just play some fucking heavy metal music to it.
You can't manipulate that.
Can you manipulate that?
Nah, you're like, just metal? Oh, no, my cousin can do wood too, so...
What's the name of the New Zealand metal band? Alien Weaponry.
Oh, yeah.
They do
Molly
Taneo,
songs?
Eh?
Yeah, yeah.
That's dope.
They're pretty cool.
How do you feel about they did that concert? I think it was in Europe somewhere, and the whole crowd was like doing like a haka kind of a thing. Not well.
I don't know.
Because it's like, yeah, I don't know.
How do you feel about them in general? Do you think it's dope?
Alien Weaponry?
Yeah.
Hells yeah, they're dope.
Yeah, that is wild,
cool.
Actually.
They're off
that's
the
sick. That's sick. Shout out to Alien Weaponry.
Alien Weaponry?
Yeah. That's the knockoff band. They sing in Taneo, but it's like butchered. but yeah, Toyota ISD. I'm also test driving a Nissan Tita. Now, I have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
Because I was talking
Isn't that your car, Nissan Tita?
No. A Nissan Leaf?
He's a Leaf.
No. Oh, what's your other
Mazda
car?
Mazda
Demio. It's my wife's car. Method Man's car.
Method Man. Shout out Method Man. But I was talking to friend of Freaking Dangerous Bro and the podcast, Hayley Sproul.
Uh-huh.
Well.
Host of Have You Been Paying Attention and 3,000 other TV shows in New Zealand.
Not for long.
What?
What?
You're like, I'm initiating a conversation. I'm investigating.
You know what's wild? She literally only hosts one other TV show.
No, The Bake Off.
No, sorry. No,
two TV
no,
shows
no,
in total.
No, sorry. She doesn't even host that show now.
It's no, over. It's back.
No, when's it back?
No, it's coming back. I was on to her.
When?
I don't know if that's been public information
when?
Yet.
When?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, so she's currently only hosting one show.
Not even currently. About to.
About to. Okay. Yeah.
So, host of zero TV shows.
So, you're doubling
what volume. A loser. You don't even host any shows. Just a full 180. Shame, you don't host any shows.
Everyone, no show guy. So, the TV show, future host of multiple TV
this
shows.
This is the best time to push cut the shit right now. There's so much shit in James's explanation.
No, that's not a lot. This is the intro, you know what I'm saying? I was talking to her last night.
I don't want to cut off the shit.
And I told her that I was going to get a Nissan Tita.
Yeah,
and
she has
roasted
one.
Me for wanting to get a grandma car.
It is a grandma car.
Nah.
Am I not going to be a cool guy?
Nah, fuck Hayley Sproul, man.
Alright, dog. Damn.
You're definitely not going to be a cool guy.
No.
But
it's cool and black.
I hate car judging people. Fuck that. Car shaming?
It is car shaming, isn't it? It's car shaming culture, dog.
But what do you want? Do you want to be a cool guy?
A cool guy,
I mean,
man.
I always want to be a cool guy, Pax.
Well, then, and this...
What are you Googling, Pax?
Nissan Tita.
No, you're going to look black. Type black.
Black Nissan Tita.
Yeah, because the black...
So you only want black?
Yeah, because the black cars look cooler.
Black guy's like, yo, what up? Just Nissan Tita, son. Yo, don't even play, motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
It's cool.
Oh, yeah. You should get that model. With the cool
grill. Model.
Oh, what?
The cool grill in the front.
I mean, the cool grill's probably like 2000.
Yeah, it's like
a thing
or something.
But it looks cool, eh? You looks all right.
Bro.
What's cragging be on the Nissantina? You heard me?
I think a Nissantina is fine. But if you drive a Nissantina, then...
What would the he ain't going to be in Rush Hour 3.
You know? James, what would the yellow
Nissantina... That's the stipulation?
Yeah.
James, what would the yellow Nissantina sound like?
Hi, I'm a Nissantina. And I'm an accountant. No.
Racism, dog.
We got there.
Oh, it's Wednesday morning racism here on the freaking Dangerous Bro Show.
We should do a drop that's just racism. But with like, with the reverb on it?
Yeah.
Oh, you still haven't done the, come on, drop.
Oh, yeah, true. Damn it. This just is why I need to drive a Nissantina.
Just wait, add it to the list of things James hasn't done.
What haven't I done?
Oh, no, ripped our sketches?
Oh, true,
God damn it.
Look, I'm a busy boy, man. I'm a busy boy. Jermaine's a busy boy. Right, you're a busy boy.
All right.
James Corner of Fun.
That's right. Jermaine Montel Jordan.
This is how we
Jake Off.
So this week on the Jake Off, what do you guys think of the Nissantina? No, this week in the Jake Off,
Trash.
Trash cars?
Garbage. Yeah, you're garbage. A piece of shit.
Damn. I'm a piece of shit or the car's a piece of
you,
shit?
You. If you
Why?
Buy it.
Why?
Because you're looking at it.
And you're in it. And you're not a cool guy.
I'm kidding. I don't want car shame. Get it, dog.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, you got car shame. You got similar shape cars. And you, Pex. I feel like all of us have grandma cars.
I'm fine. I don't even care. Like, yeah. Grandma cars, like, I'm like, whatever.
I said last week I don't care what car I have.
Yeah.
No,
I've
you
never
said,
been a car guy.
No, you said
you do care, and it affects how people look at you.
You like nice cars.
Oh, no. Yeah. As long as it looks newish and, like, I'm someone who has my life together, but I don't care about having a cool fast.
That wasn't the impression that I got.
That's how I feel about cars. As long as I look
that was,
like,
I thought my impression was like you're a guy having like a midlife crisis. Like, you know, it's a substitute for your penis.
Well, you know what? I'm comfortable for you guys to think that.
All right, cool.
All right, cool.
Because I do,
James. Do your segment.
Well, I think have that. A penis.
Huh? all right. So this week, what do I want to talk about? So you guys are fans of stuff, right? You guys.
Nothing.
Yeah. You have fandoms?
Big fan of wrestling.
Big fan of wrestling. Pax, you have fandoms?
None. Never been a fan of anything.
Well, actually, I want to... Can I call Pax out on something?
Yeah, if you want.
So, on Instagram... Instagram, he had a photo of him sitting on, like an ice throne.
Yeah.
Like, in, I'm assuming, the ice house here in Auckland. Was that it?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea what you're talking about.
And the caption that he put was the Night King vibes. And then I comment,
that's not the caption
I
put.
I'm gonna look for it.
We move on from this
conversation. No, I'm holding you accountable, you asshole. So, and
it's Night King energy.
Night King energy.
I don't know why Pax is so committed to be like, I don't like anything. Like, it doesn't matter.
No, it's not that. It's Night King
committed.
Night King energy. And I commented,
I've never been a fan of anything.
I commented, want to know who the Night King is, guy? Because this guy doesn't watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah. But here's the thing, James.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
No, here's the thing. He doesn't know who the Night King is because the Night King doesn't have a throne.
Yeah. Night King doesn't have a throne. I didn't know that the Night King doesn't have a throne.
He's leading people on.
The throne and
I just want you to know, if you like that picture of Pax sitting on the throne,
he thinks
the Night King is Tilda Swinton from Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
And I say, Night King energy, and the likes just flood in.
A lot of likes.
And the DMs just flood in.
All right.
I have
to justify
a lot to my wife.
No.
So, fandom. I have a lot of fandoms, Pokemon, wrestling, all that shit, right?
Mm.
But I feel like fandom's gone too far now. Right, I feel like fans are a little bit entitled, and fans feel like that just because they don't like the version of the thing that they like, that they can then like start a fucking petition, being like, "You need to redo that just for me because I didn't like it."
Well,
for instance, the Star Wars movie, The Last Jedi, a lot of backlash from Star Wars fans who are arguably one of the most toxic fandoms in the world.
I wouldn't even say arguably.
They probably are.
I think they just are.
Yeah, and so they like people started a petition, being like, "Remake this movie because I didn't like it," and it got like over 1 million signatures, dog, like in a week.
I think that's amazing.
That's
because you can do it if you want. You can do whatever you like.
Yeah, absolutely.
You can do that shit, but it's literally a waste of time. They're
absolutely.
Not just going to remake it.
They're not going to do it. They're going to be like, oh, my bad, cool girl 87.
Let's spend another like fuck loads of money on making it again.
As a
people do that don't know how movies work.
Big Star Wars fan.
Oh, yes. I thought you didn't have any fandoms.
I That was clearly a joke to make. Grow up.
Grow up.
Grow the fuck up. I hated it.
You hated Last Jedi?
Yeah, I hated
Completely hated it.
Yeah, sweet. You're allowed to hate it.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and you're allowed to. But would you start a petition? Being like, remake it for me?
Yeah.
Really?
If I hated it,
you're part of the problem.
Why would you waste your time doing that?
But I didn't, and I probably wouldn't. But yeah.
But you know, you're in the entertainment industry, Bex. You know how movies work. You know how that is not going to do that.
Yeah. But that's why I think starting a petition is inconsequential.
Yeah.
It's just a way for fans who get to that point of anger to just vent and feel like they're doing something about something. But they're not actually doing anything. But it just makes them feel good because they're like, yeah, I'm doing something.
Yeah.
But you're not actually doing anything.
I feel like I spoke to you when you watched it and you didn't mind it. Like, you liked it.
The more I've watched it and the deeper I've gone, you know what?
Is it because you read stuff, people hating it?
Yeah, I think I've been swayed.
I reckon this happens to me too. I try not to get into that shit. I'm like, if I like something, I try to keep liking it.
But now that I've been swayed, I'm swayed.
Yeah.
I can't go back.
You're swayed? You turn into sway.
Yeah, I'm swayed.
Sway in the morning.
Yeah, you can't see me, but I've got a lot of hair and a big beanie covering the hair.
Yeah. You've started.
You're swayed. You've turned into the fabric. Swayed.
Swayed. right. I was confused. Yeah.
Yeah, that's swayed. Why you're smooth.
Swayed now.
Yeah.
You're so silky smooth before.
Yeah. Now what am I?
Swayedy.
Oh, yeah, cool.
I don't know. How do you describe
it? Hey, even being cheesed
out. Like fluffy?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not that mad at people who get that mad about stuff.
Do you reckon?
Do you hate it?
I get mad because I'm like, yo, like, you don't know how, like, the hard work the people put in these
yeah,
things.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Fuck you.
I agree with that.
Like, how dare you? You fucking entitled piece of shit.
Like, the first time I genuinely experienced that kind of hate was when I was on George FM.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, every morning... Like, I hosted my FM, and it was the 180. Like, it was the complete opposite.
Sure.
It was just like...
Everyone's nice.
Everyone's nice.
Is it a 180 or a 360?
No, 360, you'd be back at where you started.
360 is just...
But your car's going in the other direction.
Yeah, towards love and joy, and people laughing at your jokes.
Like if it was a car...
At 90 degrees, is they start talking about other things.
Yeah, that's bad. They become indifferent.
If you do a 360...
Yeah, it's all the way around.
You're going in the same direction.
Yeah, you want to go the other direction.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, sweet. I got you.
And so when I was on George FM, it was, I just didn't fit with the audience.
Yeah, so
and they hated me. And I was just like, yo, I'm just trying to do my job and make you laugh every now and then.
Do you know what that is? That's the George fandom.
Being entitled
that's to what they are used to.
That's the obsession with what George is supposed to be.
And that's the exact same thing. Not exactly, but it's the same mechanic.
Same realm. Yeah.
I'm just like...
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I bring it up now because it's happening...
I completely agree with you now, Chase.
You did a complete 345.
He's re-swayed.
He's re-swayed.
Yeah.
I've been reupholstered.
Yeah.
Man, you're impressionable as fuck, dog.
And you're really committed to the furniture analogy.
Like the material. The furniture.
Did I?
Nah.
You did. I just said it was a fabric.
Oh, yeah.
True.
No, upholstered?
Yeah, anyway.
That was Specs.
Yeah, that was me. You know what? Actually, you know what? I'm really into the
man, this guy's impressionable as fuck this morning.
I'm just floppy floppy as fuck right now.
I'm like, you know what?
You can say anything whatever to me right now, and I'm in.
The only thing that people can do whatever.
Yes, absolutely.
They want.
I believe
they can
that too.
About it, if they want to do that, like it's a waste of time.
Yeah,
it's a free world.
Yeah,
well, yeah it's really. A free world.
It's kind of funny,
but it's like there's other things to put your energy into.
And that's kind of my thing. It's like they get so outraged and they'll start. A petition.
At the end of the day, it's just a form of entertainment. If you were entertained, great. If you weren't,
I hear interrupting my thoughts in the middle of my.
Okay, go.
the exact same thing,
pretty much what you fucking said.
Go.
It's just like, it's just a form of entertainment.
That's what I'm saying.
Fuck you, man.
It's just a form of entertainment.
No, but it is. It's just a form of entertainment. Yeah. And there, I don't know, there's bigger things that you can get outraged about.
Yeah, absolutely.
But people... Yeah, get outraged about...
What? Oh, right.
Malala.
Oh, you're pointing it to me. No, Malala's doing some work.
She doing that?
Yeah. I mean, but the thing, get outraged with her about the thing
yeah,
she's outraged about.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Not
yeah.
At Malala.
At Malala.
What, a bunch of Jeremys, are you?
Get outraged at, you know, like the what I'm going to refer to as concentration camps in the United States.
What about all the concentration camps in China, where they're converting all the Muslims over there?
Yeah. Or
can you call
the treatment of indigenous people in various countries?
Most countries.
All countries with indigenous
colonized
people.
Countries. Most colonized countries, yeah.
I'm just like there's way bigger things.
Yeah. I don't know. I bring it up because I'm part of the Pokemon fandom, and it's happening to us now, right now. They announced the Pokemon Sword and Shield will come out, and not every Pokemon, I'm talking over 800 Pokemon are going to be in the game because because the developers have said, we don't have the time, manpower, or resources to animate and recreate all of these from scratch, which they will have to. And they said in the future, they can.
Hey, guess what, Pokemon fans? You get the game this year.
Yeah.
If you want all 800 Pokemon, you get the game probably late 2022.
Yeah.
So that's essentially it.
Yeah.
Do you want it now? Or do you want it in 2.5 years?
Maybe. Fans want to have their cake and eat it too these days. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Can they update with new Pokemon?
Probably. Like DLC. They have capacity to do that now.
Yeah. You know? You could buy the game and then wait a bit longer and then buy some other DLC.
But people
I don't want to pay more money.
Well maybe
get a better job.
Oh, shit. Okay. That's a my costing
actually,
shit.
No, I agree with you guys. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry. Sorry. Yeah.
You know what's really interesting?
Yeah, what?
I've never watched something or played something and based on my experience, thought to myself, this is bad. Unless it's like objectively bad. Unless it's just you watch it and it's clearly just a bad production.
Yeah.
But otherwise, other than that, most of the time, like if it's part of the thing that I'm a fan of, like Lord of the Rings, Star Wars.
Nerd.
Any kind of.
Fucking nerd.
Bro, you just said you like Pokemon, which I love to.
Oh, wow. The list grows.
Any kind of franchise that I really like,
I'll
watch it and most of the time go, either that was great or it was pretty good and I liked it.
Yeah.
The only time I ever end up not liking something is if I end up in some other thing.
Okay, apologies. There was some technical issue and we got cut off.
Yeah.
We probably talked for another
15 minutes.
10-15 minutes after
that. Yeah, I reckon. And it was, you know what? The conversation had a lot of nuance.
Yeah.
We said a lot of different sides to the coin.
Yes, but you're not going to hear it.
James Corner of Fun.
That's right. It's your man Montel Jordan.
This is how we
J. Cobb.
It was fine.
Will the audience hear the crackling noise?
They can.
Yeah, give them a bit of crackling.
Yeah, crackling, mate. Chuck him a bit of crackling.
So, you guys heard the crackling noise. That was when
there was a rip in the time.
Pax got sucked into another hole, vanished, and then Jermaine and I talked for 10 minutes, and then the people from
the best part of the podcast.
Yeah. And we got a bunch of emails.
All right. It's time for my segment. Where's my segment? Oh, dear.
This is how we do it.
Here we go. I'm going to talk about something that is making me mad big time. All right.
Cut the shit.
And it's affected me, like in personal, like you know, like on a kind of an emotional level.
Yeah. Okay.
And it is Pokemon. Nah, I'm just kidding. It's not Pokemon. But
cut the shit.
It's not Pokemon.
Adding more shit. I don't trust the cut the shit thing anymore.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Fine.
It's like a parent who...
I don't know why you're playing the cut the shits thing. This is all important... this is important groundwork that you're laying for the...
Cut the shit!
Okay, sorry.
Oh, all right, shit.
Here we go. I'm going to talk about this.
Cut the shit!
I don't trust it.
I feel like I have a really good foundation now for what you're going to talk
about. Yeah, true.
You know?
I feel ready for it.
Yeah, thanks for that, Jermaine. Yeah.
No worries.
I know where this is going now.
Yeah.
All right.
Cut the shit!
With your compliments.
Okay.
I have been
I fucking hate this.
I've been working on the TV show. We mentioned it earlier, hosted by Hayley Sproul.
One of eight shows.
None. Have you been?
Zero shows.
She's on another show, but she's not
hosting
it.
She hosts zero shows.
Yeah.
Loser.
Nerd.
Called Have You Been Paying Attention?
Yeah, I have.
It's a New Zealand version of an Australian
format
show.
Quiz comedy show.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been editing on it. They had a couple of rehearsal episodes.
Yes.
And I was working on it. And my job was to go look through news and like reality shows, and mm-hmm. I'd like make these kind of mashups of different clips from all these things. It was about 20 to 30 seconds.
Like current
and it was
events.
Just like, yeah, current events and like mistakes and like weird.
But it'd mostly be like humorous stuff.
Yeah, it generally is supposed to be a humorous thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so I'd just be like just take a random comment out of context and like not give the audience any reference to what they're on about.
So the person would be like, my butthole, and then it'll just keep going.
Yeah, one was like Jack Tame very professionally saying, the middle finger.
Yeah, and it's right.
Like, yeah. You just give it no context. You just have him say that.
Stitch-ups.
Yeah, stitch-ups.
Stitch them up.
Classic stitch-ups, eh?
Oh, well, Jack Tame, why can't you move? Oh, it's because you've been stitched up.
Oh, that's not good. I feel bad about
that. Yeah, take him off the
sorry
wall.
Sorry for stitching you up, mate. Sorry about that.
Hey, you put your artwork in the public eye, and that's how it works.
So I've had to watch
heaps of stuff,
a lot of newsy stuff.
What are you reporting back to us, bro?
I am furious.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
That Ryan guy on the AM show.
Oh shit. Okay.
Ryan guy.
I can't remember. I don't know his last name.
That's his last name, Ryan.
We need more.
His name's Ryan. Okay.
Identify him.
Name and shame.
His name is Ryan.
What's wrong, man? Do you want to start a petition to remake the AM show?
No. I don't want to. Ryan Bridge, his name is.
Oh, yep. Yeah, what's your beef with him, bro?
Yeah, what's your beef?
He...
why are you saying that like you're like his husband? What about Ryan? What did he do?
Because furious is a strong... It's a big word.
Yeah, I'm pretty furious. I think I
use... Livid. Are you livid?
I'm not sure. I might overuse the word furious. But in my mind, I'm just like... I see quite a bit about this stuff.
Yeah.
So I was watching a little bit and he does these... There's these parts of the show where he so he's filling in for Duncan Garner.
Sure.
And there's parts of the show where they'll do an opinion piece, and it's kind of scripted, and it's like a couple minutes, and they'll read off the auto cue, and it's like what they think, and it's like their opinion. And it's what infuriates me is quite often they replace their opinion, like they state their opinion as fact.
Sure.
Like as if. Like
This is the news I'm reporting.
On a show that markets itself as news. This is something we've been critical of in our live show.
Yeah.
He did a couple of things that, like, one was so there was this BMX track in Christchurch that these kids made. I think it was on public land.
Mm-hmm.
And the council then was just like, nah, this is unsafe, and so they just bulldozed it. And then he was like, they started talking about like cotton wool parenting, and they're like outraged. They're like, oh, we're wrapping our kids in cotton wool and blah blah blah. And I'm like, well, don't wrap your kid in cotton wool. Like, first of all, suffocate them, you know, have all this cotton wool around them. No, but it's that idea of being outraged about other parents.
I saw that story. That is not an example of wrapping your kids in cotton wool at all.
Yeah,
that skate park was built on unstable land because of the earthquakes in Christchurch.
Mm. Yeah. It's literally like just a
could
safety.
Get injured.
Yeah.
That's not a cotton wool thing at all. But anyway.
Yeah, that's my point. It's like.
They use that to springboard into the outrage.
Yeah, yeah. And that fact wasn't stated.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Like it was just that. Oh, the council, they said it was unsafe, but we used to build BMX tracks, and I'm like, that's fine. It's like, man, go build a BMX track for your kid.
Yeah.
Like, do that if that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
Like, but it's, like, part of it is, like, complaining, like, at our kids, and it's like, it's not your kids.
Yeah, sure.
Like,
sure.
Just to raise your kids different.
Yeah.
Like, if that's what you want to do. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, and that infuriated me. I was just like, this is so annoying, like, giving your opinion, but saying it's like, facts about other people's. Yeah.
Welcome to the AM show. The headlines are at 6 a.m. this morning. We are wrapping our kids in cotton wool.
And the other.
That sounds like something that would be on the AM show.
Yeah, I know. As I said it, I was like, oh, did I accidentally change the channel on this mixer?
It literally was. And the other one was. So this was about. That kind of the climate change, you know, like the changes that are being made. So, like, not using plastic bags.
Sure.
Like, now single-use plastic bags are
Are they illegal? I don't know.
They're banned. You get a fine. They're banned if you have a handle. Like, if they have handles. Yeah. Genuinely, and people are cutting off the handles.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of funny.
To get away from the... Well, a lot of people still have a surplus of the old bags, and they don't want to waste it.
Yeah.
So they're cutting the handles off them.
Anyway. Yeah, it's a weird thing. It's a weird thing. Yeah, yeah. Anyway. And so, like, he went on this...
What?
That makes sense. James, idiot.
That's not my opinion. That's news.
He went on this...
That's your law.
Huh?
He went on this rant and he said, and he was like, so the biggest thing that people actually can do to battle climate change is not have kids. Like, that's the reality.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, that's not untrue.
Yeah, so that is true.
Less strain on the planet.
Yeah. And so, but he said that, so the people who are complaining about climate change stuff shouldn't have kids. And then he gave an example of one person who's choosing like a climate change advocate who has like 7 kids.
Yeah.
And I'm like, one example does not prove your rule.
Yeah.
Like, so he was saying that they all, like, he's like, all people who are supporters of climate change
have kids.
Have lots of kids.
Yeah. What?
And I'm like, that's not how it works, man. He's making broad statements and he also stating his opinion as fact.
Yeah.
And it just makes me so angry.
Do you know what I will say though, Jermaine?
What?
Is I feel like that kind of television is definitely made to get that reaction.
Yeah, probably.
And you're getting worked.
Yeah, it's designed to get under your skin.
Yeah. Because then.
And I think your beef is not with him. I think your beef is with that genre of current affairs news anyway.
100%. Yeah. My beef is with that genre. Yeah.
It's that.
Hot take that.
Reactionary.
Yeah, yeah. That's an opinion that you. Like, sometimes may misrepresent the facts. Like, that thing about the ground being unsafe about the...
Yeah.
Track, I didn't know that. And also, stating your opinion as if it's a fact.
Yeah, I think it's wild because that... I don't know if that genre is ever going to go away because it's so cheap to make that kind of show.
Yeah.
People just sitting around talking.
And you get the eyeballs.
Yeah.
People who hate you watch and people who like you watch.
I have talked to people about... this kind of thing though, and at these kinds of shows and the problem is you have to have an opinion.
You can't be middle of the road.
You can't be middle of the road.
No, and then or else people won't tune in. What's the
point? You can't be 90 degrees.
Yeah, yeah. However, I then have been watching... You can't be 90 degrees. I've watched Breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which John Campbell is on.
Yeah.
And I love John Campbell.
Yeah.
He is the Mantis.
Yeah.
And he is so balanced. Yeah. Like, he will, when people disagree with him, he'll go, oh, right, so you think this and blah, blah, blah. And they're like, yeah. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's interesting. Like, he doesn't go, no, that's wrong. Like, he's just like...
Mm. Do you think there are people who
He states his opinion and he takes in other people's opinions and he gives them, like,
Yeah.
Do you feel like there are people who feel the same way that you feel about the AM show when they watch John Campbell?
Absolutely, I think so.
I don't know.
Because I feel like that must be the case, right? There must be somebody out there or heaps of people out there who watch John Campbell and feel the same way you do when you watch the AM show. Just annoyed at his opinion and just like annoyed at the way he does things. You know, like, I guess I'm just saying, like,
you are not alone.
National voters.
I am here with you.
This is problematic, guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yo, this is every
forgot.
Social gathering where there's music involved.
I know.
Is everyone getting into, like, all I want to say is that they don't really care. Now, usually I don't know. Also, you're not alone.
I'm that mountain of the high. I'm there.
I could transform.
Oh, no.
So
it was all a dream. Are you?
What did Biggie do?
Well.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I was just throwing something out.
I don't know. So
slander.
So
Pac's coming in hot with the slander.
So
So what?
I don't know, man. Like, it just, it makes me annoyed.
It sounds like Jermaine's beef actually isn't with the news thing. I changed my mind. It's actually with Ryan himself. And you know what, Ryan? If you want to fight Jermaine...
If you're out here on national television saying you want to fight Jermaine...
If you're out here slandering our dog, we'll fuck you up.
Yeah, man. Come outside.
Come to the car park.
Yeah. Come out of your cozy little studio.
You know what I'm saying? Ooh, you're so cozy. You got a heat pump, probably a Daihatsu in there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Fujitsu. Maybe a Fujitsu.
You know?
Maybe Stephen Fleming's in there.
Yeah. he's in there telling you how the heat pump works.
I appreciate...
Under the lights...
I appreciate your support.
Come out into the cold, Ryan.
Hiding behind Mark Richardson like a coward.
Yeah, well, I don't want to get violent about this at all.
Oh, do you want to politely debate my friend?
Well, I don't think a polite debate would work.
Oh, do you want to passive-aggressively stare at each other from across the hallway?
No, just because he... Like,
I think Jermaine's trying to say he doesn't want an altercation with Ryan in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah. Sorry. That's all I had offers for.
Just trying to think of different altercations.
You wanted to play chicken with two cars in a car park?
Oh, you want to engage in Jenga with my boy?
Intellectual Jenga?
Because my impression is that, like, when I've seen...
Your impression of who?
Ryan Bridge.
Oh, do your impression then?
No. The impression I get from him.
Oh, right.
This is when
me and James get bored of Jermaine's thing.
The impression I get from Ryan Bridge is that he doubles down on what he thinks.
Right.
And so there's no, I don't think
so
there's
just
there's
that no classic, winning. Like, you're just going deeper in your own opinion. You're not actually having a conversation with each other.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't feel like that could happen.
Like people are not listening.
Here's the thing, Jermaine. You don't actually know that. Maybe he's just playing the role on the AM show. Maybe he is quite an open-minded guy.
Which I reckon people do.
Yeah, but why?
Because he's doing his job. Maybe he's been told.
But you're a journalist?
Yeah, right.
That should be a job.
Like,
a journalist is just meant to be a mirror of society rather than someone who throws opinions out.
Yeah, they're supposed to.
There should be a giant literal mirror.
Literal, turn yourself into a mirror. Yeah,
very hard to film that in the morning.
Yeah.
It is annoying. I guess the answer would be to not watch.
Yeah, I don't watch it.
Yeah, usually, it's just you had to for your job.
Because for my job,
it just got under you.
Then I go watch Breakfast and I love it. Like when the Cricket World Cup was happening, like the final, and like John Campbell's like walking away to go watch the game.
Yeah.
And he's like, bloody hell. Yeah. And just like leaving the set.
That's funny.
And he walks back and he's like, all right, we have to get, and he's just like enjoying himself.
It's so nice and refreshing to hear someone talk fondly of Breakfast Television. As someone who watched it for 5 years, I did that job for 5 years.
Yeah.
I fucking hate both of those shows.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, oh, yes, we know. There's a weather update coming in 20 minutes.
Hey, guys.
What?
What?
I watched When They See Us last night.
Oh, harrowing.
Harrowing?
I slept at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Mm. Oh, harrowing.
I couldn't stop thinking about it.
Yeah, yeah. The whole time,
I can't.
There's a little bit of spoilers.
Did you finish it? I haven't seen the whole thing yet, but
I haven't watched episode 4.
Okay.
Oh, right. There's kind of spoilers a little bit.
I don't mind because I got so into it.
That you read about it?
I was so obsessed. I was so tired. I couldn't watch anything anymore. Mm. And then as soon as I woke up this morning, I just couldn't stop thinking about it. And I just read everything and I know what happened.
Okay. So the really heartbreaking thing is watching it the whole time and being like, so when are they going to get off?
Yeah.
When's the truth going to come out?
It's so unfair, right? Heartbreaking thing. I've just forgot his name. But the homie who just came to the precinct to support his homie.
Oh, my word.
That is the most... Have you seen it?
No, but that's fine.
Oh, man. His homie got picked up and he's just like...
He wasn't even there.
No, he was there. But he wasn't a suspect.
Sorry. He wasn't a suspect. He just said, I'll come to the precinct to support you.
To have your back.
And then they made him a suspect.
Made him a suspect.
Yo,
and
fuck
they
off.
Coerced him.
They coerced him.
To admit he did it.
Oh, they Brendan Dassey'd him?
Yeah.
Bro, I don't know what this is.
Sure, me neither.
It's from Making a Murderer. It's like this teenage boy and they coerced him into saying that he did it.
The police officers and the DA.
James, they did it to every single teenager. All five of them.
But this they probably were like, look, if you don't say this, you're in trouble,
but
right?
The saddest, like, yeah, all that kind of thing. But the saddest thing is that this kid was the only one that was 16, and when he... When they coerced him into admitting that he did it, he went to big boy prison.
Adult prison.
Oh, fuck.
For 13 years.
Bro,
it is the saddest thing
devastating
I have ever seen on any kind of form of media.
And all the rest of them, even, they got like 7 years or whatever taken off their lives.
Oh my God.
Like that's like
but the thing is, it's horrific what happened to all of them. Yeah. Every single one of them is horrific.
Absolutely.
But they went to juvie.
Yeah.
This guy went to Rikers Island.
Fuck.
Because he got convicted of rape. Yeah. The only thing worse than rape is is child molestation.
And I thought you were about to be like pet insurance fraud.
No. So what I'm saying, I guess my point is,
That's
he
awful.
Went where the baddest of the bad go.
Yeah, fuck.
And he's 16.
Oh no.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Wild. And I watched the Oprah interview with them.
Yeah,
which I
did too,
with the cast and then with the dudes.
Yeah,
and that one dude
who was there for 13 years.
No, the ripped guy. The ripped guy. He's broken, man. Like he won't forgive his dad. Like, for his dad's...
He still hates the
his
world.
His dad's role in his confession. Like, he's just broken. Like, it is...
It's hard to watch.
It's hard. Yeah.
Him and the guy that was in prison for 13 years are the hardest to watch.
Yeah.
Which is... But the most amazing thing is the guy who was in there for 13 years looks like an institutionalized guy.
Yeah.
But he's, like, so, like, joyful.
Institutionalized, like, prison.
Yeah,
looks like, you know,
he looks like, I don't know if you guys have seen Don't Be a Menace to South Central or Drinking Juice in the Hood.
I have
ages of it. But there's a character in it who's like the guy who just got out of jail.
Yeah.
But
he
still acts like he's in jail.
Yeah, that's what he acts like.
He won't look at people. He'll like hold a mirror to like look
very This guy
struggled to look at people in the eye. Like he's very institutionalized.
Dang, that's wild.
It's
even wilder that this show is sponsored by Haraways. Haraways, we make porridge.
Yeah, he was so joyful.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Yeah, he was... Yeah,
Someone like him, you have to have joy in order to survive,
so
right?
Was,
like, that is
episode 3 the one where it shows his whole...
Yeah. It's kind of focused on him.
And it's the guy who's here for 13 years, and it's in his cell.
Yeah.
He's in isolation.
And the aircon.
Episode is amazing.
And then when the aircon comes on.
That acting is so next level.
So I haven't seen this yet.
You have, bro.
I absolutely will watch it, and I don't know a lot about the case. What happened to the woman? What's her point? What's her role in everything?
So she's not really involved in the movie.
Not, she's not in it.
Yep.
She
because got, it, this, the movie's more about the
them.
What happened.
Yeah, it's about them. But she got beaten so badly. She was in a coma.
Yeah.
And she doesn't remember anything.
Oh fuck!
She also lost her sense of smell and hearing.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Has really bad balance.
So this isn't like an Emmett Till situation where the woman was not the lying, but the her. No. Like hard out accusing these.
No, nah. she spoke at their trials.
Yeah,
but she spoke about her injuries. I guess at the time she
thought it was them.
Yeah, because
that's what people were telling her.
Because that's what people were telling her. So I guess, but yeah, she definitely knows now.
Because she's
at this time she definitely knows it wasn't them.
Yeah, because they got exonerated, right?
Yeah. And I think she's written a book about.
She has written a book and she does talks. About recovering from brain damage and stuff.
Man, that's awful. What a just fucking shit situation for all involved.
Yeah.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it.
We'll just take you to the deepest, most harrowing depths of humanity.
And then leave you with some MJ.
Yeah, then leave you on that.
Man, MJ makes things feel happier though, eh?
He does.
Good on you, MJ.
I feel bad now. Can we play the message that Montel Jordan sent us just to make us feel better?
I don't think I have the whole one. Do you have the
I
whole
have
one?
It. Can I actually?
Yeah.
Can we listen to it?
Just to feel better about our lives?
Yeah. I don't know. But, okay, I will watch it.
I have,
you have to. You have to
I
watch
have,
it.
Like, I've listened
it's
to...
It's a moment in pop culture, like, time, you know?
Pop culture seems a weird thing.
Yeah, not pop culture, but like, well, culture, yeah, just culture.
Yeah, there's fandom, like people dressing up in cosplay
change
to go
it.
To cosplay.
That sucked, we change it. Should we start a petition to change it?
They don't actually, that's a good thing to start a petition about, by the way.
Yeah.
To change it?
Yeah, to change the culture.
I was saying change the movie.
Yeah.
And Montel Jordan, and this is how we do it. Shouts out to everybody in New Zealand. Mm. My man James got the podcast jumping off. So
yeah.
For all of you who have been fans of my music for many, many years, I got to give a special shout out. James Corner of Fun. That's right. Keep your podcast locked to J-Koff. You down with me, so I'm down with you. Yo, have a great one. God bless.
Imagine if we plugged it in and pressed play and he was like, yo, it's Montel Jordan. I just watched When They See Us. It's the most harrowing experience of my life.
This, unfortunately, wasn't a spoof.
Awesome, it's podcasting.
When I plug my phone and it starts playing the...
Do you know what I'm going to do?
What?
Is I'm gonna just cut when he goes, you'll have a good one. God bless. Just that bit to try cheer us up. So that's what we listen to make us feel better.
If we ever get into this zone.
Hi,
again.
It's your man Montel Jordan. You'll have a good one. God bless.
That would be beautiful. That would be beautiful. There's one more
you're
thing
an angel,
I was going to say. There's
one
more
beautiful.
Thing I was going to
beautiful
say.
Beautiful man. When's his concert?
I don't know, man.
In my heart
it's
every day.
It's the big time. Welcome to the big time. It's the big time.
Great. Love it. I've listened to a lot of podcasts and stuff about the New York's justice system and policing and stuff.
In response to this movie?
No, just
in general.
I had listened
to
previously.
Up.
Just true crime is dope.
And it's messed up there. Anyway,
in New York specifically?
Yeah, New York. Well, the podcasts I've listened to have been about New York and it's pretty messed up.
Is that like because a lot of corruption and shit like
that? Yeah, a lot of corruption.
Jermaine, hit me with some David Dallas right now.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Oh, you got some?
Yeah,
I got some.
Okay.
Wait. There we go.
Time to go back. Time to go full 90 degrees.
So what's up, Dave?
Jarring change of tone in the podcast.
It's PAX's NBA Corner?
Roundup.
This week on the NBA Roundup, I'm going to give two predictions.
Oh.
Of who is going to win.
It's the NBA wizard.
Yeah, who's going to win the NBA.
Yeah.
One is the prediction of the heart, and one is the prediction of the mind.
Hey, PAX, don't forget we still have a bet. Keep going.
What is the bet again?
If
Utah win,
then I clean your house.
And if Utah lose, I give you $20?
$20.
Okay. So
which is
going
to happen.
The prediction
I can't wait
for
my $20.
Is obviously the Utah Jazz will win the NBA Finals.
Sure.
The prediction of the mind. And this is, and James, it pains me to say this. Woo! I think the Houston Rockets are going to win the NBA Finals. Russell Westbrook and James Harden. A lot of people are saying, how the heck are those two going to coincide? They're the two most ball-dominant players in the NBA. And both of them, when they don't have the ball, just stand at the halfway line with their hands on their knees.
They don't play defense.
And they both do that, and they both of them don't play any defense.
Here's what I say to those people.
Yeah.
Watch Oklahoma City Thunder 2008-2009.
Yes, that is exactly what I was going to say.
So what, they have good chemistry
then?
They
know, if they have to play off the ball, they know how to play off the ball.
Know.
They're not dummies.
Yeah.
They're the best basketball players in the world.
Yeah.
They can do it.
The only reason why they were able to be those kind of guys is because they were that guy in that team. But now that they're not, I think they'll be able to put that
aside. If they can put aside their egos, I can't see anyone better than the Houston Rockets.
Thank Hakeem Olajuwon.
Fantastic. Thank you, Jermaine.
Can't wait for my $20. That's what my segment is.
This week on The Big Time, we're all stand-up comics here, aren't we, guys?
Yep. What?
Yeah. Yeah, you are, James.
Huh?
And I have... beef is the wrong word. I'm a little bit upset. Not upset, but...
You're miffed.
I'm miffed. Because I...
Miffed is the lower end annoyed at.
Yeah, miffed is the lower end annoyed. I feel like I haven't been doing much stand-up.
Mm.
And I miss it a lot.
Okay.
I feel like I've been doing a lot of stuff with you guys.
When was the last time you did stand-up, baby?
It was recently, but it's only one time in like a long span of time.
Sure.
You know, so it's just one drop in the ocean of time. Which
drop in the ocean.
Getting poetic on your
ass.
Right, I feel
time.
Like everything is one drop in the ocean of time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
damn. We're Plato up in here. What are you, Plato up in here?
You Plato?
Yeah, man.
What are you?
Okay.
I am Plato.
You're Plato?
Yeah, 100%.
You're reincarnated Plato.
Oh, damn. You should have told us this earlier.
I feel like this is something that we should have known about you, man.
I feel like everything I've seen on this podcast would have much more weight.
Damn, yeah. We need to go back and listen.
Oh, shit does happen.
Damn.
Yo.
Yeah, shit does happen.
Dang.
So, yeah, I miss it a lot. I feel like I've been doing
you
a lot of stuff.
Did you do any gig this week?
Yeah, which I'm super excited about.
Yeah.
So, but if you, by the way, yeah, if yeah. you want to come on the 19th of July.
Yeah.
Yeah, on Friday.
2019. On Friday, yeah.
AD?
We're doing this gig in.
Anno Domini?
In Waiuku.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're around that area.
It's a fundraiser.
I think it's at the Waiuku War Memorial.
It's for that young boy who's trying to get an operation in America, right?
Yeah. So it's, this kid, Reed, and his parents have been fundraising big time for a while. And because he has cerebral palsy. And so he's got an operation coming up in America somewhere.
Yeah.
I think it's in Phoenix. So he can he will have a chance at walking.
Yeah.
And so it's a great charity and if you want to come along.
So
I feel like you're like, oh, what venue is in Waiuku? Probably the venue in Waiuku.
The hall?
The hall.
Yeah,
if you buy tickets beforehand, they're cheaper as well.
A lot of stuff with you guys. Mm-hmm. I've been doing a lot of TV stuff.
Yep.
And then
you missed the clubs.
Yeah, I miss the club. I feel I miss being like just a comic on the circuit.
Yeah.
I miss just doing gigs all the time.
I miss
you
festivals.
Know?
That's what I miss.
Well, they'll come around.
Yeah, I know, but I mean,
how come
you
think you're not doing gigs a lot?
Because I'm not. Relative to what I used to do.
No. But but why do you think? Because like if you hit up Scott, right?
I'll tell you why.
He gives you a bulk of gigs.
You tell me why.
I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because Pax has 2 degrees money now, dog.
Yeah.
He don't need to go to the clubs and work.
No, but sweet, right. So because you have money, you're not hustling.
No, that's not.
So that's not the reason, James.
No, but
I don't be quite a social to that shit out there.
Don't you say that if it's not actually the reason.
Ah, joke's on you. It's me, Ryan.
So if you hit up Scott at the Classic.
He would give me gigs.
He would give you a bunch of gigs. That's what usually happens, right?
I have hit him up.
So how come you're not doing the other gigs that you would usually do? The in-betweens? Like,
so
what's
here's
up
the thing.
With that?
I did hit up Scott.
Yeah.
And he did give me a bunch of gigs.
Yeah.
But I could only say yes to a few of them. One, either I'm busy doing TV stuff or things with you guys or other things.
Yeah.
And then two, if I say yes to those other ones that I am free for, then I don't get to spend time with my kids.
Ah, I see.
Because either I'm doing TV or working with you guys.
Yeah.
And then all the other free nights, I'm doing gigs.
It's taking up your work hours.
Yeah. So then I don't actually get to be a father in those evening times when our whole family's together, right?
Yeah, right.
So I have to say no to them so that I can be around.
This is the thing that I do when Scott offers me gigs.
Yeah.
As I offer alternative nights.
Yeah, do that.
Right.
When he goes this, I go, I can't do that night. What about this night?
And you know what? He actually prefers that. Because I've had times when he's asked me and I go, I can't. And he's like, well, then do you have any other days that you can?
Yeah.
And you're we're all three comics that are established enough there that Scott wants to book. Like,
yeah.
And he trusts us. And anyway, so if you do that, he will jump on.
Would you do you regularly do gigs that aren't at the Classic as well?
Not
like
anymore.
Were you before?
Yeah. Heaps.
Yeah,
heaps for Lovegrove.
Yeah.
Brendan Lovegrove.
Yeah.
Heaps of other random gigs. I say no to those now.
Oh, you say no to those?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, so, okay.
So, what's your problem then?
And yeah, and
I just miss it.
In an insensitive way, it's your own bloody fault.
I know. Do you guys feel like you do enough, a satisfying amount of stand up?
Not quite.
At the moment, I do. Just because it's not the thing I'm focusing on. And
it's not the thing you're focusing on?
At this current point in this ocean of time.
Oh, right.
Because I'm directing a show. I'm in theatre at the moment.
So even though you're doing a small amount
of
it.
You're in theatre.
I'm in theatre. Sorry.
Satisfying.
That's why I'm wearing a turtleneck.
Well, you're not. You're wearing a hoodie.
Oh, well, they didn't know that.
Oh, sorry, man.
Oh, sorry.
No, he is wearing a turtleneck.
Oh, yeah, here. Oh, yeah, I agree with you, Jermaine.
Suede.
In the morning. Suede in the morning.
With your homie, Suede. He's smooth as fuck. He's fluffy.
So that small amount of stand-up you're doing is satisfying?
Yeah, it's enough. So I'll probably have one gig a week, two gigs a week, and it kind of tickles you that.
Yeah, and so like, and
but I also don't have kids to look after.
For me, and for me as well, like I'm not quite getting enough gigs. I know like last year when I was doing a lot of directing, that was quite creatively satisfying. But this year, at the moment, I'm working a lot on, I work on The Cafe, which is my regular gig, which is like a early morning.
No, that's kinda, a TV show. He doesn't just work at a cafe. He doesn't own a cafe.
He doesn't work at a cafe called The Cafe.
No, he owns one. I'm just working at The Cafe.
Oh, yeah.
It's a TV show. Yeah.
It's called Ross's Mugs.
All right.
I literally went, who owns it? Jermaine. What do they sell there? Coffee. What's that in? A mug.
Ross's Mugs. Hey, do you have coffee? No, it's called Ross's Mugs.
It's a mug store.
We sell mugs, right? Get the fuck out of my mug store.
Yeah. But next door is Ross's Coffee. So just
Get the fuck out of my mug store and walk into Ross's Coffee.
Which I also own. I'll meet you there.
Get the coffee, bring it here, we'll put it in a mug, all right?
Bring the coffee here. They're like bringing it in their
palms. Alright, which mug would you like?
Such an impractical business.
Yeah. Model. Man, all the people who like love like all the hipsters that love novelty ways of eating things.
Oh,
that would blow up for like 6 months. Absolutely. And then you'd go bankrupt. Alright.
Just drink coffee out of the palm of your hands.
So I'm working editing on The Cafe, which is kind of like I don't know.
It's like a morning show, right?
Yeah, it's a morning show.
It's a morning show. Advertorial.
There's some advertorials, like they sell products and and so I work on that show, which is creative in a different way. So like as an editor, I have to like problem solve. I'm like, okay, how do I do this? How do I do that? And like try and combine everything and do it quickly. But it's not like creatively, I'm not really creating thing. I'm crafting things. Crafting something that someone else has
just
made.
Kind of things together.
Yeah. So,
you don't feel as creatively satisfied.
Yes, and so I'm
itching for stand up.
Yeah, itching for stand up.
Because when you were editing on Jono and Ben, you were like, I'm creatively sweet.
Yeah,
because you get to create things as an editor.
Yeah.
Whereas now you're just putting stuff together.
Can I ask you guys something? What do you specifically crave about it or miss about it when you miss it?
Stand up.
Mm. Is it the hordes and waves of laughter hitting you?
It's the laughs, man.
Yeah, it's one. It's the laughs.
Yeah.
And two, it's the raw energy that you feel when you do your own material to people who are just listening to you.
Because
TV is fun.
Yeah.
And like I've been doing The Project and a bunch of other TV shows, and that's fun. You still feel like you're being creative, definitely. But you're still, it still feels, I don't know if sterile is the right word, but it's like controlled. You know, it's a controlled environment.
Maybe this is an example. So we did the Comedy Gala this year for the New Zealand Comedy Festival.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I did my solo set, and the difference between doing it at the Civic
for recording
for television and doing a set at
the Classic or wherever
is for that TV show, it wasn't a gig. It was a performance.
Mm. Yes. Yeah.
And so
you don't get to be in the moment.
You don't get to be in the moment.
No. You got to do it right for the cameras and
shit. That's the key difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best way to put it.
Yeah.
Because I remember when I was on stage at the gala, the same gala we did, and I was doing my set, and I heard a woman during my setup go, oh. And like at least a big chunk of the audience heard it. In my head, I go, leave it. You're on TV.
Yeah.
At a comedy club.
Game over.
Jump at it.
That's 15 minutes of riff.
And those are the laughs that are the explosion laughs.
Yeah.
Those are the biggest laughs you get.
Jermaine and I just playing footsies under the table, dog.
And so that's the best way to describe it.
Yeah,
you lose that.
I had a similar experience because I did my bit and I mentioned TK from Shortland Street and the Deputy Prime Minister Winston Peters.
Yeah.
And when I said it, I was like, they could be here.
Yeah.
This is a massive audience.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people in the entertainment industry who come. And so I briefly mentioned it, but I couldn't really explore it.
You couldn't dive in.
Yeah, I couldn't dive in.
But if you were doing a gig in front of 2,500 people that wasn't being filmed for TV,
I'd be like, imagine if he was here.
Yeah.
And then I would start exploring that and we'd talk about it.
Yeah.
Like, and it'd just be fun. But I think
there's a balance because I know what you mean. Like, you want to jump on that stuff. And I think that's just your comedic instinct. That's your inner comic coming out.
Being in the moment, to me,
is everything.
Is the best part about stand-up.
I think so too. It's funny, when I did the gala last year as a solo, there was one woman who shouted and I mentioned it. Like, I just kind of mentioned it. I didn't like go into a big ass riff.
Yeah, I did the same.
Yeah, and it made the cut and it still reads fine.
Yeah, same.
And it's still,
I know.
It's
but
funny.
I had to cut myself off. Yeah. I had to, you sure. can't deep dive.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess
you
maybe.
You touch the surface.
Yeah. I think my chair, the lady who cheered.
You can create ripples.
Yeah.
My one came from when I said, no one wants to fuck Jackie Chan. And no one just, you know, no one just feeling for that rush hour dick in my part. And then one woman in the car went, whoa. And then it was just very conveniently placed in a laugh. And so I was able to do a 90 degrees into it and then come back. But I guess if it's halfway through what you're saying, then it's a little bit of a problem.
Yeah, Jackie trying to get into some Shanghai poon.
You have to press the button.
Yeah.
Oh, it's quiet.
I really thought you were going to press another button just to troll us.
No.
You have to press the button, Jermaine.
Oh, yeah.
Jackie again?
Oh, yo, scamp.
To square Marvin.
I feel like you've gone easy, Scott.
Jackie again.
I feel like you've gone easy on the
drops.
Yeah.
It's because he's engaged.
Jackie again?
Because you're engaging in the conversation.
Yeah.
More.
Yeah. I think.
Look at him. He's engaged. Look at his body language.
Look at you, engaged boy.
He's
what
engaged,
an engaged
man.
Boy.
I did the same last week as well. It was pretty light.
Yeah. He's imagining.
But Pax wouldn't know because he doesn't listen to the show.
No, he doesn't.
His name is Lee. God damn it!
I don't even know if it's good.
It is. It's very good.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So good.
Anyway, what are we talking about?
Do you think anyone would start a petition?
Guys, that's so about good. It? Yeah, remake the show. Yeah. Three white guys.
I mean, are you able to take more gigs? You just aren't really, right? Just because of your family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's a solution.
Yeah.
Leave your family. Comedy's your family now.
I've got another.
Me and James is high five.
I've got
leave
another.
Them. Come hang out with us. We'll live in a shit flat together.
I've got another
Come
solution.
On, man, it's cold.
I've got another solution.
Yeah.
Well, there's two.
Yes,
one,
maybe.
Bring your kids to the gig.
Yes. I've thought about that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or two, gig for your kids.
Great. I do that, and I bomb.
Mainly because they don't have the grasp to have the nuance.
In the big time. Yeah, they're the dummies.
It's the big time. Stephon. Welcome to the big time. It's the big time.
Great. Love it. All right, we've got a little bit of mail, so...
Yeah. I just got out of...
Mail.
I ain't going back.
Can't wait for the mail.
Someone want to hit up some Instagram or Facebook?
I'm going to look it up right now.
What are you going to look up?
I'm going to look up Instagram.
What are you going to look up, Pax?
Maybe some like facts about like movies.
Look up Facebook.
I'm going to look up IMDb.
Just look up Facebook, man. Fuck, why don't you just...
None here. You go.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I don't know if I believe you. I'm going to check.
Oh, my God.
Hope Norris on Facebook said, I really like the way MJ said Jake off. Maybe at the end when he goes, Jake off.
Yeah. You got the Jake off jumping off or something.
Got
something
the podcast on lock, the Jake off.
And how he said James got the podcast jumping off. She really liked that.
Yeah.
So that's for you, Hope Norris.
That's all
on Facebook. Nothing else.
Can't wait.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, my God. See, this is why Ryan hates you.
You know what, Ryan?
Ryan doesn't know me.
If you want to scrap Jermaine, I hope you win.
I hope you fuck him up.
Ryan doesn't know me.
He doesn't know me.
Ryan doesn't owe you anything.
No. Okay. We have an email from Beknam Favardin.
Yeah, the former. Oh, actually,
no, it's still the village doctor.
Yeah, we don't know. We don't know.
That's true.
We don't know.
The subject line is next level love. Oh. He says, I know you guys have mentioned the fact that you do the podcast for free, but it hadn't quite clicked for me until now. I always assumed that the ads that play during your podcast somehow become remuneration for your work, but apparently not, huh? So does the podcast platforms pocket all the money from the ads? That doesn't sound very fair.
Look, we're not going to open all of our business doings with you, okay, Beknam? Okay.
Well,
some of those things are just for us.
No. Well, I'm happy to.
Yeah, me too.
Mention it.
I'm not.
The money is going. Money kind of goes to pay for our hosting,
the costs of
putting out a podcast.
Yeah,
because
it costs money to be on platforms.
And there's
not a lot of money that comes in from podcast advertising.
But whatever does,
that's the reality.
Whatever does means that we don't have to pay that money.
Yeah. Look, Beknam, we're not cereal, okay? We're not this American life.
I think. Well, calm down. I think.
Okay. James, he's not attacking us.
No, it sounds like he is.
Not think, James, calm down.
I know for a doctor, you sure are shit at opening wounds up.
James, you need to chill.
No!
He's still got this. He's still
fuck Ben, fuck him.
No, right.
He thinks he just come here and become the gate master from day one.
No, yeah. He didn't think that.
So I actually think in the scheme of things, Tim Batt I think is losing money.
Yeah,
from the Little Empire Podcast Network for having us.
Yeah,
yeah.
But the way that can change is if we get like mad listeners.
If you get goddamn Patreon going, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Anyway,
so hey, tell your friends.
Oh, also, we've got a merch store somewhere.
Yeah,
somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know where it is.
Somewhere. It's in Colorado.
somewhere on the internet.
We'll post about it.
On the ether.
We'll find it and post about it.
Ben, here's how we can make some money. We start a Patreon. We have one patron. It's you. You give us $150 a month.
He then goes on to say, anyways, I just wanted to say that I have even more love and respect for you guys now, especially James.
Okay.
You just said that.
How do you feel about that, James?
Oh, I feel a little bit shitty now.
No, he didn't say it.
Oh, fuck you, Bethan.
Is it for you guys now? He said, knowing that you dedicate this much time for the podcast that's not returning anything financially, I'd like to think that it is still a helpful platform for you guys, a gym where you can flex your comedic muscles and potentially create riffs that might flourish into a proper bit for your stand-up.
Man, do you know what our gym is for our comedic muscles? Real life.
All right, man.
I think he's right. This kind of is. Like, this is some idea.
Sorry, I'm just coming in quite hostile with this guy. All right, fuck
KRS1.
It.
Calm down.
He says, also, it's great to have an intimate connection with your fans, right? I guess what I'm saying is please don't stop making the podcast, even if it doesn't feel financially rewarding.
Well, here's the thing, Behnam. If this podcast got in the way of us making money some other way, we would stop it very quickly. It's only because we've been able to find the time and it hasn't gotten in the way of anything we do it.
We do. We prioritize it. You know?
We do prioritize it. But
it's, well, here's the thing. Yeah. The way we see it, the way I see it, and probably you guys, is it's for you guys.
Yeah, you know? It's for you guys.
Like, it's for to thank people for coming out and watching our shows, for watching our stand-up and our sketches online, and supporting us when we're on the spinoff.
But hey, here's the thing. Even though we do it for you guys, it doesn't mean we don't want to make money off it.
Yeah.
So keep sharing it with your friends.
Yeah.
And
review it on iTunes.
Yeah, review it on iTunes. Tell people about it.
We also, I don't think we'd get together anywhere near as much if it wasn't for the podcast.
No. Yeah, totally.
This is a, like...
It's a genuine way to hang
this
out.
This is us kind of hanging out anyway.
Yeah. It's to record our fun chats.
Yeah. He says, love Behnam. Behnam.
Yeah.
P.S. Is it creepy if I look up Barry Ross in the White Pages and start calling up all potential gate masters until I reach the right one and start every conversation with, hey, are you down for gaping?
I think that's all G.
Yeah, have a jam.
Go for it.
I think we'll have to wait to hear from Barry Ross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's doing
a
bit of catch up.
Yeah. Probably doing catch up.
Okay.
Oh, that's mail. Sorry, let me play this thing.
Wow.
Sorry, I put my phone down.
Lovely mail.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm glad that people enjoy it. Like, I don't know. That kind of is the, at the end of the day, the largest benefit we probably get from it is like us, we get to feel good because people enjoy it, like it means something to them. And that's cool.
I just got out of
mail.
I ain't going back.
But we still want to make money off it.
Yeah, we still have to make money. That would be great.
Again, the Patreon thing, I was doing a gag. Very open to that idea of one patron giving us $1,000 a month. Yep, it just went, but it went up 10,000%.
There must be somebody rich that listens to us, right?
Surely.
All right.
Vietnam's a doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's rich.
It's the lingering vibe. Lingering vibes that are lingering. They're still there in your dome. Lingering around.
Oh, you harmonize.
I was trying to harmonize.
My lingering vibe is that one day I will listen to that episode and one day I will know what you said.
Yeah.
But will
which
that,
is nothing.
When will that day come? Nobody knows.
Well, which is
never.
Nothing.
He's never going to listen to it.
What? It may come.
Yeah. One, he's never going to listen to it. Two, we didn't say anything.
This is my lingering vibe.
Cut the shit!
But...
Why is this shit?
Now that I know that you're Plato, I'm going to contemplate that for
Yeah, that's
days.
Actually wild.
Congrats on being Plato, by the way.
No was. No was, man.
Plato says no was.
All right, this is. I'm going to give a proper thing from Plato.
Yeah. You.
Yeah. From me.
From yourself, thousands of years ago.
Proper philosophication. Make sure that you're good to people because they gonna get mad angry at you if you ain't good to them. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Put that in quotation marks. Plato.
You know what I'm saying?
James, what's your lingering vibe?
My lingering vibe is if you like something, like it hard. Love it. Go for it. But just remember, people work hard for stuff. So maybe, you know.
Ease up.
Ease up a bit. Like, don't... I know that the Sonic design looks bad, but also there's a graphic... Like, there's a VFX person who sat in front of a computer
for days and days
and worked hard on that thing.
So I shouldn't start my petition to change When They See Us?
No, okay.
Definitely do.
I think they are changing
the design.
Yeah. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Because it was so negative.
Yeah, it was so negative.
Oh, man.
It was not good.
It makes sense to change it.
It makes sense to change it.
It was pretty weird.
But that's to the detriment of the project. You know what I mean? Like,
and
if it's a business and the product they're putting out is not good, then they're not going to make it anyway.
It's the lingering vibe.
Lingerette. Better lingering.
Five. In your dome. Lingering around.
Not going anywhere. Out of the vibe.
Lingering vibe.
So that's the show. Thank you guys so much for listening. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. Hey, this week, give us a review and
tell a friend. Tell one friend.
Yeah. Tell one friend. Give us
a
review.
Go outside, you nerd.
Yeah. Go outside. Ooh. Hey, you Pax. You know that part that we did that earlier?
Yeah.
I don't know if that made it. So that you just yelled at them for nothing.
Go outside, you nerd. No context.
No context.
Never mind. Gonna cut out.
I don't know if it didn't.
So I just yelled. Go outside, you nerd, for no reason, referencing no joke that happened earlier.
Hey, follow your dreams because
I always dream to square Marvin.
Music by SFD Beats.
Comedy by
Friggin' Dangerous Bro.
Oh. Editing by
Jermaine.
Hey!
Nobody.
I edit this.
Oh, James. Oh, because he's the editor. My brain went to Jermaine.
Static noise by
Universe.
Behringer. I pronounced that like a Maori word for some reason.
Behringer.
There's no B. Behringer.
Clothing by.
Oh, you're wearing Nike. That is the loudest Nike.
Full Nike.
That is the biggest Nike tick I've ever seen on a jersey.
I just want people
at all
to know that I'm wearing Nike.
It's only Nike if you're like this with your left arm.
Yeah.
Philosophy by
Plato.
Yeah,
that's right. Plato up in the air.
You got any more gems?
Plato up in here.
You got any more Plato?
Great quotation marks and Plato to that.
Plato up in here.
Plato up in here.
Plato up in here.
Yo. We should make like a bunch of Plato little memes with you.
Yeah, shit happens, bro.
Plato.
Shit happens, bro.
Plato.
Plato.
Alright, bye.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Peace.
Go outside, you nerd.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.